Welcome, colleagues. So what's this? Sam, correct? Sam from TNT, Zodra, Ephraim Adekari, and Nava. Yeah, thank you for coming. We will carry on with the meeting until our colleagues have arrived, because I think Mr. Watson has to leave at 11:30. But in the meantime, we'll carry on until we get the other colleagues to just, before we depart on any other thing, just for that decision making, acceptance of minutes, and just to give us a bit of extra weight for decision making. We have discussed the yesterday's petition last week. We just need the committee's approval. And the proposal was that the proposal was on this petition that we will form a small subcommittee to go to New Yesterday, Amon Kral. I think the subcommittee should consist of Mr. Zizi, Mr. Watson, and once any other member and myself to go to New Amantra, to Amantra, to New Yesterday, to go and have a look at the situation there and to have a meeting with the relevant petitioners. I also invite the municipality, as well as the Gauteng local government, and the MEC, or the Committee of Gauteng, and the MEC, to attend and to see how we can do the thing. I think we need to put this thing into the left of local government and the municipality of Gauteng, so that we are not bored. Thank you very much. And subject. We are not bored or to get stuck here at Parliament. We need to dispose of it as soon as possible, but with the idea, with the intention of getting it. So I think it will be just a one-day oversight, which we can. Parliament is arriving on the 23rd of next week. No one will be excused. But I think what we need to do is just ask the permission and go maybe the week after the 23rd, just for a one-day. Just to do that one day oversight. Sunday. Parliament is rising the 25th, so I think we need to wear this. I haven't got a calendar with me. I've got a calendar with me. I've got to put my diary in there. I haven't returned it back. Around about maybe the 27th. If we invite the municipalities today and give them notice of this, as well as the local governments in Gauteng, they've got a week to sort out this.
There's only one problem, the 28th, there's quite a few violations.
Up there.
Yeah. I know there's one or two in Pretoria, and there's one in Middelburg in Mayo.
What about the 29th?
I think so. That should be a good day.
Thursday the
29th.
Well, that'd be fine.
Because the 30th, I'm also
excited. All right. Thursday the 29th.
So, oh.
Thank you for the permission. Very much appreciated. So we just get the approval from the full committee now, or from there's two provinces, we just need three more. We got the approval to go on the 29th of the 11th. So no, we've asked the committee section for the standing to attend this meeting as well. They haven't sent someone. Not at the moment. Yes, he's really got a serious problem with his commission.
I think he's got a serious problem.
Yeah, but he said we need to take him on board actually now. But last week, Dawood was talking about, I mean, in defense to the poor guy, you understand? He didn't know when he's coming. I mean, he's like that. They have folks that he's working with the committee on the auditor general. And I mean, now he gets into a different field. It's totally. But we'll have to send a letter down to Mrs. Oliphant and then the Tona and Oliphant to get the approval of them, and we'll have to inform the member of the chef, it's Mr. Watson from Jeezy, Adams, and then we'll have to find out one other member from the members. Possibly we would like members in and around Gauteng for the travel arrangements. This is correct to the what we'll do is our follow up with the Yoda Monkwe and Makana Fisher, where we can meet with them there, or are they prepared to send a delegation to maybe the municipality or But we will definitely need to go to a practical, physical conference.
Yes, but they must arrange it.
Yeah. Maybe we can meet there in a hall or something. So what, anything you want to add?
I think we must meet maybe in Pretoria. Yeah, I think we must meet at the municipality of Pretoria, at Tshwane, and let them take us out there. Otherwise, how will we find the place? Let them arrange.
Yeah, I think that. How far is Tshwane from Montreal?
You mean the center of Pretoria? It's about a 3/4 hour drive out on the highway. Maybe a bit more than half an hour.
Okay. So far. Well, I'm thinking about the logistical arrangements for these people.
We can go straight out there and meet at Amoskral. But we must meet these people.
Yeah. No, definitely.
You see, Chair, the big message that must go out is that people must know when they send petitions to us, we will attend to them.
Mm.
It's not always within our ambit to solve the problem, but we'll attend to them.
That's correct. I think what we need to do is we can just put a working program on the table first, quickly, is we will have a meeting with the municipality and local government.
Yeah.
They must address us on what the issues are. And then from there we'll go and see these people and have a joint meeting at Amoskral with the municipality, local government, and the street.
There are offices there that we can meet at a timber or one of those places, close to it.
Alright, then our workshop. One thing that strikes me, I'm doing a bit of research on Google. Don't worry, because I'm not going into Facebook. I'm just on Google. Is how much parliaments are making use of e-petitions in terms of the e-government. And I think in a couple of years down the line, not in the long distance, not in the far future, but very shortly, I think we will also go on the e-governance system. I believe there was some talk in Parliament about this. And e-petition. See, if we look at the rules of we say the rules say every petition must be signed by a petitioner or unless otherwise decided by the chairperson. So the chairperson can decide that listen, e-petition is signed. Because if you look down the line, the couple of years time, then definitely we are moving into a paperless age of Parliament as well. You know? I mean, technology has gone so far advanced that you don't even need to carry a laptop with you, you can just do it on your cell phone. That's what you see in cell phones now, it's computerized, it's got modems, it's got everything. It was one of the 90, another E90 or something, yeah. And there's other ones that's coming on the market all the time that have got these technology. So there's this workshop, the International Forum on E-Governance and E-Petition that will be held in London in February. Now, in my discussions with the Office of the Chair, the Office of the House Chairperson, we must just find out, because it is very critical and important for us to go there and attend this workshop. Because if we need to put down guidelines for petitions, we might as well do the e-petition as well. Because petitions in the Constitution is wide. It doesn't specify e-petitioning, it doesn't specify, it says people may petition, I think.
Mm.
The National Council of Provinces or any of committees may receive petitions. You see, it doesn't say e-petition, handwritten petition, I mean, we define that in the rules. But in the rules, it also says, consider all petitions, rule 149.2. Rule 149.2, Committee on Petitions and Members Legislative Proposals. It says function and power. The Committee on Petitions and Members Legislative Proposals must consider and make recommendations to the Council on all legislative proposals. And then paragraph 2 of section 2 says consider all petitions referred to in terms of rule 234. And 234 says tabling of in the council, the chairperson of the council must refer the petition to the select committee of petitions and members of the present proposal. Doesn't specify the rules also e-petitions or what. But I think we need to go a step ahead and if we can, while the debate is going on now, not showing afterwards, but while the debate is going on now, have a look at our e-petition. I was also mentioning this to the chair that while we attend this workshop, we might as well go to the Scottish Parliament because they are the first parliament in the world that has developed or has done the e-petition. And go and have a look, yeah, go and have a look at the German system also, because Germany is also introducing it at the moment.
This
conference is in February. I know it's very cold out there, February, but the whole thing is, I think it is important for us as a national government, because some of the provinces are going. And it's very bad as a national government to be left behind and be led by the provinces, where I think we should, in cooperation with the provinces, then, because after the workshop, we've got our base, our framework, in, and then we can just add the e-petitioning stuff onto that. We've got a framework after the workshop. Our workshop is the 23rd till the 25th of January. 22nd, sorry. Starting the 22nd of January up until the 25th. The notices you will get during the course of the day.
Another thing.
With Honorable Watson. The notices you will get.
Say from when to when?
The 22nd up until the 25th. We intend starting the afternoon of the 22nd, having a committee meeting for that whole afternoon. We intend getting Professor Nchink. Is she professor? No. Professor is a lecturer. It's a lecturer. We intend getting Professor Nchink with us at the workshop. And I'm meeting her on, yeah, Professor Nchink. I'm meeting her on Monday. But the guidelines that she's given us regarding the...
Sorry, Chef, but somebody gets the noise outside the shop.
It's next door.
Is it?
So what are you meeting next door?
Good God.
They always make a noise next door.
Yeah, I don't know. But they know how to get it. There's some old people in there, so they could get in trouble. No, it's not nothing. Look, I'm not discriminating against old people, but I can see them. Some of them are walking with me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was trying to tell one old man the other day, when he was standing next to me and he was shouting, like, I said, hey, get the hold of the phone next. It's a new system device, the phone next that we put in. But, but the thing is that Professor Zink attended is introduction, why petition, what is a petition, a constitutional legal framework for petitions, which he will deal with, rules and procedures for petitions, both in Ethiopia and provincial legislatures, and discusses some practical issues, examples, suggestions, lessons from elsewhere, etc. So she will do that in a half-day presentation. Where the thought is getting maybe two people in there, but then on the other hand, both of them won't share the same views.
Mm-hmm. Is that sometimes good?
You will have conflicting views. You reckon that's good?
Well, you know, how do we make up our mind if we don't listen to all the views?
So, Professor Nchink will be coming, and then there was this other guy that you checked a bit. Professor Deval from Wits University. So, thank you. Well, I'm leaving it at 1. You can see the girlfriend. But it's the end of it. On the 24th, the worship and discussion, the workshop with the provinces, and the committee will discuss the presenters and all that. The researcher will do us a presentation and research findings, and that will carry on for the whole day. Then we will finalize and formulate decisions, all that. And on the 25th, our draft reports, which will be led by Advocate Sikari with the table. And if there's anything on discussions and all that, we could put the final touches there also. Have a look at putting some framework for a book and also the rules. We'll do that in the morning on the 21st, then we'll have some lunch and we will leave this. I was just thinking on the morning of the 23rd, if we could invite the chief of the council and the summit to do the keynote address for us.
Yeah, we need to evolve it.
Yeah, you see, I'm just afraid that some of the provinces won't be able to come. That evening, so Monday, the Tuesday, and they might join the Wednesday. So while we are at the conference, then if you could do the keynote address on 27th. See that we are starting at 9, we'll be in maybe from 9 to 10 to the keynote address. And then we'll start 10:30. We can leave us at 10:30 to 11 o'clock tea. Or members can go and have tea and then come back and go with that tea.
Where are we going to have it?
And we are aiming for Mercy Hills. In Houghton.
Where is that?
You don't know where Mercy is?
Mm.
Mohali City.
Near Mohali is that?
No.
That's near me. No, I know where it is. You don't
know. We are a carnivore restaurant.
I know the area, but I've never been there.
You don't know carnivore restaurant?
Mm.
Where you eat all type of game.
I'm a vegetarian.
So, have you got feedback from the movie?
Is there a possibility you could find out from us so that we could get doesn't committee give you that?
I use all of the examples.
Closing, do we need someone to cook?
Yeah, I think you need closing in the morning.
I will be the chairperson of the workshop. I don't think I want to close it. Maybe no reply from this.
What is he there?
Oh, it's the office. Well, I'm ready at the province.
I was just going to say, who's coming from the province?
You see, all provinces are out there. All provinces are there.
Who's the housing deputy now?
Tell them a lot.
ask him. No, no, no. Ask the rabbi one. We never give them any work. They're elected and they never get anything to do. Give them something. Let's be a pioneer.
I think that's a dinner we can have, maybe one of the house kids. That is the, and then 1 o'clock is lunch, and then after lunch, part of the Friday. That is the thing.
So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Who has more time to
22, 23, 24, and 25.
In terms of reference,
is this the Prabhu, the same kid, Ashoka? But in terms of reference, is basically what I've just read out now. The workshop will be held from the 21st. The presenters are only required to quote for the 23rd. Wonderful. Okay. So after I think we need to put down number three the petition and e-petition. Maybe there is some further details about that.
But maybe just views on the position.
Ah, okay. Great stuff. I think I'm not going to wait for those other things.
What is the situation? I mean, Fridays are set aside for these committees and joint committees.
They've got legislation that they need to pass. The committee needs to adopt and to finalize because those legislation has
been. But is everybody involved in it?
Yeah, apparently.
Manyozi?
It's just yourself and myself as well.
Marvin?
Yeah.
Worth? Mizi?
Marvin's got joint committee on. But
you see, he's not in that cluster.
He's an alternate.
He's an alternate
to that cluster.
But last week I had a fight because they wanted to send him to Israel and leave out one of our members. And eventually I determined to get this, and there's a lot of nonsense here.
Yeah, man, this is the alternative to that committee. You can actually fact not a full member of that
committee.
Yeah.
He's an alternative.
Then there's Mthuli. He also there.
Hmm?
In Kalipi, is not there. He's fine.
That
was the chief of Quebec
one?
No, not yet. And the Hollander? The king
overseas.
Is he
overseas?
Yeah, even not overseas, in Rwanda. In abroad.
But
anyway, what's the Jefferson, I just got a letter to say that our chief whip had authorized him to go. I don't know what he's doing. Could be IPU or one of these things. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Our committee for next week seems to me was quite away. Because it's the Swaziland's EPA branch this year. And I think most of the whips and the chairpersons have been invited to attend a meeting of the Swaziland delegation. So that's why we need to sign up everything today. Look, the workshop is not a problem because we've got the blessing from the committee in Seville
on
the workshop with that. I think it was only the decision on this decision, but I think would it be a major strange match if we carry ahead this petition and then just get the decision later, bring our action to the committee and get the decision from them later?
As long as you don't have to decide. I mean, if a committee member objects to taking a decision, I mean, that's not everything. It's a document. If they're objecting, then you can't proceed. But if they agree to take a decision on what they have before them, just the minutes of the meeting.
But we want to go on the 29th.
Do you have a few house lessons? So you can get around 10 minutes of meeting catching on to a house lesson.
Maybe I'm a lunchtime next week on Tuesday or Wednesday.
On Tuesday we got land affairs. At 10 o'clock. But can't we meet at that venue at 10 to 10? Just to get the ratification. A 10-minute meeting.
Find out where the...
It's land...
But you see, most of our members don't belong to land.
No, but they can come there for 10 minutes.
She needs to find out the constitutional affairs are meeting.
Are they meeting on Tuesday?
Or local government, then we can have a half hour meeting before that, just to get a decision. Great, and who else? Did you know more at the environmental thing? So we can meet them in the Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, let's start the Tuesday and get it done with, and then the arrangements can be made.
Tuesday morning, what is happening?
No, it's a whips meeting.
It's not
a mouse party. No. Multi-party whip meeting is at lunchtime on Tuesday. But the ordinary provincial whips meet in the morning. That's why the committee started at 10.
But
they're all finished by 9. Minutes.
But we haven't got much whips in our committee.
No, you haven't got. Mandioji is not a whip. Mabe, Worth, Nazizi, Cheka, Julie. Julie is over.
Yeah. Look between if yourself, myself,
Maharaji,
yourself, myself, Wes, Manyoti,
Mukwena,
Maradi, or Monseko.
Yeah, but if we do it at their meeting, then Mukwena is there and Mukwena is there.
Yeah, 55 minutes.
Sounds like a good party.
Yeah.
Is it?
You can
use
it on the
set. How long is it? My hair is on the
set.
Did he say so?
One of these things that have been by the little paradise.
There were maybe their own
way. Well, then I would say that.
What about the army sergeant here?
We are waiting on the department. You said the department of Kendrick. Seven,
thank you.
Hmm?
I sent you
in my
seven.
Exactly.
There's a problem with
that department. When is that thing in Scotland? Yeah, right.
Seven.
I don't know what date.
Tomorrow to the end. I'll finish that video.